try to keep us running and running faster. But I ain't running from you, I'm running at you.
The American Warfighter. You don't even know us. So let me give you a little bit of introduction right here, right now. First of all, we do not intend to follow. We intend to lead. We intend to seize power. We have taken over countries on behalf of the American government. Don't we have an obligation to take back our own country on behalf of the American people? We are the Samurai Society. We are the descendants of Sparta, and we've come to lead. Right here, right now. We will not assimilate to a failed culture. Did you hear me? We will not assimilate.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. It's Tipping Point with Boone Cutler. We got Stu Steinberg on right now doing the Vietnam Vet Rep segment. Love him to death. Let's get him on the line. Stu, what's up, brother?
Well, what's up? You know, every week it seems that something new comes to light regarding someone or people who believe that the VA disability system is improperly rewarding veterans with benefits that they don't deserve. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the two VA psychologists with the secret VA website.
Yeah, let me give everybody a real recap on that. VA psychologists, guys that worked at the VA, this was not VA sponsored. This was something guys just did on their own because they think we're undeserving. And so they start this VA website, this secret website, just to disparage us because they don't think we're deserving. Yeah, these are the guys that are writing your claim. You really want to trust those guys. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, so the latest load of crap comes from a guy named Lieutenant Colonel Dan Gade.
One of our own.
Yeah.
Uncle Tom now, Warfighter. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. Now, this guy, is a West Point graduate. I think served two tours in Iraq, was wounded a couple of times. And the second time he was wounded, he lost his entire right leg. So now this guy is a professor of, I don't know, American politics, I think, at West Point. And on Ben Krause's website, disabledveterans.org, he did an article this week, and I'm just going to read you the first two paragraphs. Professor Dan Gade says disability pay for disabled veterans is, quote, harmful, and that it causes the veteran to, quote, lose the sense of identity and self-worth that can come from work, according to a New York Times article yesterday. The former lieutenant colonel of the U.S. Army and West Point graduate believes disability compensation makes veterans, quote, abuse drugs and alcohol. Gade believes that by cutting your disability pay, he will help you, quote, rejoin society.
Okay, I got to make a comment on here. Here's what I see. What I see is a guy, and God bless him for his service, not taking that away from him. And I want to speak to him personally if he's listening right now. Listen to me, sir. Here's where you're going wrong. Okay, you are a West Point graduate. You're an instructor over there. You were able to do a transition because you were an officer, okay, that had other ways to make money, other venues. You'd already done your education, all that stuff. And we've all got choices, but we come from different backgrounds. I don't know what your background is. But when you get a guy, okay, a warfighter that goes in the military at 18, gets blown up at 19, and is on this, you know, maybe didn't come from the best background, a lot of stuff going on, they don't have the same support system that maybe you do or did. And so those benefits is what that warfighter can use to generate the support system that they need. If you want to help the community, sir, I'm talking to you. What you do is you help warfighters to use those resources. You teach them to use their resources to improve their life. You don't criticize them for them not being able to do what you did. You come from a different circumstance, and it's not right for you to say this. It's a blanket statement against all warfighters. Please continue, Stu.
Yeah. I'm so... you know, upset about this, that I just, you know, that someone in this position, first of all, you know, if this is what this guy thinks, that's great. But he's going out and addressing different groups, mostly very conservative, kind of right-wing extremist groups about this issue. And one of the things that he's saying that is truly infuriating is that I'm actually writing something about this that's going to be on the National Veterans Rights Association website. Lieutenant Colonel Gade claims, with absolutely no empirical evidence supporting his views, that many of the disabilities are merely age-related problems, such as arthritis, degenerative disc disease, tinnitus, and hearing loss. He claims, again with no support, that these are just, and this is, these are his words, minor disabilities, and therefore should not be compensable because they are not true disabilities. Now,
you know, and what's his, I don't understand, what's his reasoning for this? I mean, why would you come out and for no reason make an argument against the warfighter in the warfighter community? I mean, do you think this is setting up some kind of backstory for something that's coming down the pike, like some benefit cuts?
Well, you know, that could well be. You know, there is a Congressional Budget Office report now, but just actually looking at it again this morning, that basically is saying that if you get rated at 100% because of unemployability, in other words, you know, your combined rating is something, you know, is it 70% or higher, and your disabilities prevent you from being able to work, you can then ask to be rated at 100% because you're unemployable.
Right.
And what the CBO is saying is that once you reach retirement age, which for most of us is now 66, you should no longer be able to get this because, you know, now you're drawing your Social Security retirement benefit as well. And that's like saying, well, you've chosen to retire and you're not going to work anyway. Now, to address that first, this is just complete BS because a lot of guys who get unemployability and then eventually draw their Social Security retirement benefit, they're not doing that because they don't want to work.
Because they're lazy, and they're like, hey, I'm sitting back in the sun in Florida. Yeah. We got 1 minute. Let's make our point real quick. They're doing it because they have to do it. I mean, that's how they survive. They have families, and their earning potential over a number of years was given to the military and service.
Yeah, and let's look at something else here. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Gade, if he's still on active duty, I haven't been able to quite figure that out at this point. But at some point, you know, if he hasn't already, okay, this guy's going to retire. And as a lieutenant colonel who lost a right leg, this guy's going to end up with a six-figure income. And a lot of it's going to be tax-exempt because there's no way, you know, I haven't seen anywhere where he has said,
20 seconds,
oh,
Stu.
I'm not going to take my VA disability compensation. And I'm not going to take my combat-related special compensation.
Yeah. Hey, have him put his money where his mouth is. Give it back.
That's right.
You know, give the whole thing to charity. Give it to gallantfeud.org. We'll help with some transition. And just as Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. Stu,
right.
We got to come back next week. And also, I want to give a plug for Stu Steinberg. If you want to find out more about him, go to nationalveteransrights.org. Go check that out.